The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I want to always remind you that you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to do this so you can make this happen. So I want to thank you for joining me today, folks. And today we're going to be talking about stress and hormones, and how obviously being under stress constantly literally allows your hormones to be completely out of whack, creating disease and problems in your body. So stress and hormones is the topic for today. Once again, you can always find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. And lastly, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And at which point you can find any other radio shows that I've done in the past about any topic or any testimonials that you've heard here on radio. So as always, I like to start by sharing with you why it is that I'm so passionate about getting on radio and just really talking about health, period, and just educating people out of the sense of allowing people to experience true health without drugs and surgery. And the reason for me is very simple, is that one of my family members was hit with actual disease. My mom, 5 years ago, called me to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. So that moment, she starts crying. Of course, then I start crying because my mom is my hero. I saw her struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three to put food on the table and a roof over our head. So at that moment, I asked my mom, I'm like, what are you going to do? She says, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. I said, all right, fair enough. Being scared out of my mind, not really knowing what else to do. I'm in chiropractic school. I'm like, you know what? I know that God put an awesome power in your brain. And if your brain and your body are communicating 100%, your body ought to function and heal at 100%. So, mom, let's get your spine checked to make sure your brain and your body are connected and they're in the proper position and they're able to function at 100%. So we got our spine checked. From the side, you're supposed to have a 45-degree angle in your neck. When we took her first x-ray, only to reveal that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck, which is not normal. Then we took an x-ray from front to back in her upper back. From T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine, putting abnormal pressure on the nerves coming out of there, going to her breast tissue and other vital organs. When I saw that, I knew that was the cause of her problems. That bend in her upper back is something that had been ailing her for years, because for years and years and years, my mom would have upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, sinus infections, all that stuff. And every single time she went to the doctor, she would get the same answer, folks. She would get the, hey, let's take this drug, see how it does. If it doesn't work anymore, we'll try a new one later. So she didn't want to do anything else other than just mask a symptom. And then it manifested into being a bigger problem, obviously becoming cancer. So I asked my mom, why now have you finally decided to do something different? Why have you finally decided to actually listen? I've been telling you for years to exercise, drop weight, do all the healthy things. I've been telling you, it's very frustrating to be telling you all these things and not listening. But now you're all of a sudden want to do things different. Why? Of course you got the cancer, but why? She says, it's simple, son. I finally realized that I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. I'm like, I get it. Yes, those grandchildren are my kids, so I want you to see them. I want you to see them grow up. Like some of you are listening right now, you got grandkids that you love to see and go to the beach with and see your own kids. I'm like, yes, I want you to see them grow up. So that was the motivating factor for my mom to take charge of her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity of having a grandmother in the future. And because of this, folks, my mom, 5 years post-diagnosis, still alive, has very minimal signature of anything suspicious. She's had a couple of PET scans, all coming back negative. So furthermore, because of that, she got to meet my son for the first time. My son, who's about to be 11 months old here in a couple days, she got to meet him for the very first time. So she took charge of her health so she can actually be able to experience that and have pictures of that so I can show my son. And in the weird, wild case that she may not be around when he's older, that she can at least, he can at least have pictures like, oh, that's my grandma. So she took charge of her health in her own hands. Simple question to all you listening is, who is in charge of your health? Some of you tune in every single week, and I want to give you a shout out. For those of you who listen, some of you have been listening for months. They're like, I want to wait for Dr. Juan to talk about my topic. Hopefully I hit that topic. If you have any suggestions, please message us, and we would love to talk about whatever topic you seem to be interested in. Whatever topic that I have not covered in the past and you've been listening for a few months or something you would like for me to cover again, more than welcome. Reach out. We will talk about whatever topic you want. But the thing is this. Some of you have been listening over and over and over, and you want to take responsibility and charge your health, but you're just afraid to. And it's because you've been taught that, like, hey, the only way you fix your problems is by drugs and surgery. If you're sick of that system, continue to tune in, and hopefully I talk about your topic, and hopefully, really, more so than that, you take action. You take action so you don't end up a statistic like my mom. So you actually can be there for your kids and your grandkids. So you can actually provide for your family. Something basic. So hopefully you do something different at some point. Whether it's, you know, it doesn't have to be coming to my office. It can be just literally start eating better. It doesn't matter what it is. Hopefully you do something different so you don't end up a statistic. So getting on to stress. Stress, absolutely. Question I have is this. Let's start this way. Do you think stress is a normal response to the body, yes or no? Once you have that answer in your head, I'm going to tell you that the answer is yes, it is. Absolutely, because if you were to wake up in a nice little early morning and it's kind of cool outside, the sun's coming over the horizon, and you are trying to get a little workout in, you go for a nice little jog on your few acres of land, everything's going amazing. And then out of nowhere, a big old bear or some wild animal jumps out at you and tries to eat you. Is stress normal at that moment? The answer is absolutely yes. Stress is normal at that moment. What happens when you become stressed at that moment? Your heart rate increases. Your breathing increases. Your lungs dilate so you can get more oxygen to your muscles and your legs so you can run away. You decrease your digestive activity. You don't feel hungry all of a sudden because you are scared out of your mind. You don't want to become the jaguar or the animal's next meal. Or you don't want to die. So simple. You run away. Another thing that happens is that your liver starts releasing a bunch of glucose into your bloodstream so you have the energy to run away from the actual wild animal that's trying to kill you. All of that is important and completely normal at that moment. Absolutely. You should be stressed. All those things should be happening. Furthermore, there's a lot of hormones that are being released. One of the hormones that I'm going to talk about is cortisol. Cortisol is released. It allows you to increase that blood sugar so you can fight or run away from fight or flight, away from that threat. And it's absolutely normal. So that is created in your adrenal gland. And that is perfectly normal. That's exactly what's supposed to happen to your body. But the reality is this, folks, most of us are not running away from wild animals that are trying to kill us. Most of us are actually running away from the proverbial wild animal called life, a stressful life at that. The overbooked, overly cluttered life that we live. We have 17 basketball games to go to tomorrow night. You have cookies to bake for the bake sale for your kid. You got to go to church to do whatever portion you do at church on Wednesday night. You have to go, you know, to work and you have a huge presentation. On your way to work, you get a flat tire. On top of that, it starts raining. And on top of that, you forget the presentation at home. Folks, that's where we live in America. That's literally, I just described somebody out there. At least 10 of you out there heard that and like, wow, like he's been spying on me. The reality is that like you are living this literally rat race of chasing the dollar and trying to provide for your family and having a little bit of fun while doing it. But the thing is that you are still stressed. And you are still stressed. And what happens is that your body does not know the difference whether you're running away from a bear or a jaguar or a Bengal, or you are stressed out because you have too many things to do and not enough time to do it, and there's only one of you. That right there is the bear that we're all running from in life, and that's called life. And the thing is this, when you are running from an actual bear, it's great because you're actually running. You're utilizing the muscles. You're utilizing the lungs that are dilating. You're using all that oxygen. When you are trying to run away from the bear called life, you're actually not running away from anything. You're sitting on a couch. You're sitting in your seat in your car. You're sitting at work in front of your computer. You're sitting somewhere doing not much of any physical activity. But your blood pressure is still going up. Your heart rate is still going up. Your blood sugar is still going up. And you are worried to heck about what is going to happen to you. And you have no control over it. That is fear. And oh, by the way, when you go through life with enough of that fear and anxiety and worry, eventually you start worrying more and more and more. And eventually you get to that point where you're like, I am so worried, I don't even care anymore. I have no idea why I'm so worried about X, Y, and Z. I can't control any of it. I don't care. Like, who cares? Hopefully it happens. I'm done worrying about it. Folks, that is called depression. Depression comes from an intense amount of worry that happens over and over and over until you get to that point and you just don't care anymore. Depression has literally skyrocketed along with anxiety in this country so much that the CDC reports that in the last 20 years, the amount of anti-anxiety, anti-depression medication has gone up by 400%. 400%. I get it. If you have a traumatic event, you cannot get over the nightmares of the car accident or the combat situation where in Iraq or Afghanistan or something traumatic that happened in a home invasion, whatever it is, I got it. Some of you may need to manage that with medication for a short period of time because you're really, really worried about that. But most of us are actually stressed out because of our lifestyle and what we do and what we don't do. And the lack of care that we give ourselves, and all those things lead to problems. The problems that I'm going to be talking about is the fact that the hormones fluctuate up and down. First hormone I want to talk about is cortisol. Cortisol is released every time that you're in stress. Cortisol literally helps you maintain blood sugar. But the thing is that if you're stressed all the time and cortisol is allowing your body to release that sugar from your liver into your bloodstream, you're going to have a bunch of sugar in your bloodstream floating around. Eventually, that sugar, A, gets used up as energy. B, it gets stored. Sometimes it gets stored back in the liver. So many a times gets stored into fat cells by a basically long complex thing. It basically converts the sugar into a fatty acid known as palmitic acid or palmitate. And that gets taken into a fat cell, and therefore you become fatter. And at that moment, you're now increasing your levels of, you know, high blood pressure and all these other secondary things that happen from you being overweight and retaining too much fat. So, folks, if I just describe your life because you're stressed out all the time, you have no idea what to do about it or even how to do it, I want you to stay tuned because I'm going to give you a couple tips on what to do so you can get your hormones and your body back in order so you're not running away from this crazy bear called life, stressed out on a bunch of medication. So I want you to stay tuned. You are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey everybody, Sergeant Mark here. You know, this active winter is taking a toll on the exterior of our homes. If the outside of your home is in need of a new fresh look, let me make a recommendation to you. I have used CertaPro painters for the last several years on projects at my home, and for both interior and exterior work, I have been thoroughly satisfied with the results. They've done a great job for me, and right now is the time to call CertaPro painters and get on the schedule for that spring exterior paint project. Now, the first thing that'll happen is they will give you a free estimate where every detail is spelled out so there are no surprises. This is just one aspect that sets CertaPro painters apart from other painting contractors. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated, so you're hiring people who live and work in our community. I believe you'll be as pleased with the results as I've been. If you're a business owner, CertaPro painters offers commercial painting with minimal disruption to your business. Get that free estimate now. 800-GO-CERTA, 800-GOCERTA, CERTA with a C, or online at CertaPro.com. CertaPro painters, we do paint. You do life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Basinger, owner of Miamisburg Vision Care. Having a partner like Farmers and Merchants Bank means they know me by name. My loan officer is always eager to help me with my banking needs.
Thanks, Dr. Basinger. Unlike those bigger banks, we understand what it takes for small businesses to succeed. I'm Clint Morton with Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we have a cool offer for you. For a limited time, get a free Yeti cooler when you apply for and close a new business loan. Does your bank do that? Farmers and Merchants Bank, FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $4.99 deals. How would you like it?
Can I have it like a game show?
Sure.
We sent two contestants out on the streets to see what they could find for $4.99. Our first bought five goldfish. Ooh, but the other went to Subway for $4.99 deals. He was able to choose from four tasty footlongs or six-inch meals that include a 21-ounce drink and chips for just $4.99 each. A winner every day. Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is Larry Hanskin. The new assisted living and memory care Beehive Homes of Springboro is now offering move-in specials. Call 937-350-1211 to schedule a tour. Appreciate the difference of a smaller, more personalized experience. Beehive Homes of Springboro, the next best place to home.
Do you think you have the cutest pet? I bet you do. Enter to win the Dayton Daily News Cutest Pet Photo Contest. Show everyone your cute pet and win tons of big prizes. Enter at DaytonDailyNews.com/CutePetContest. That's DaytonDailyNews.com/CutePetContest.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain, with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Folks, as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. Lastly, you can reach out to us at our office. My team is standing by right now, ready to answer any questions you might have about this topic. And our phone number is 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have about this topic or any other topics you had in the past. So, folks, I was talking about stress and the hormonal changes that take place when your body goes into that stress response. Once again, if you are running away from a bear in the middle of the woods, stress is appropriate at that time. But if you're driving around like a chicken with your head cut off because you got 96 million things to do, but you only have time to do three of them, you're going to be stressed out. Stress that goes unmanaged in life becomes actual anxiety. Anxiety that becomes then depression because you no longer care about anything. Because you're so stressed out, you feel too inadequate to be able to take care of anything, and you just eventually say, you know what, I'm done with this. I don't care. And then that leads to, of course, the changes in the hormones. Once again, I was talking about the hormone cortisol, which is released from your adrenal gland. Your adrenal gland is a gland that is on top of your kidneys that produces a bunch of different, of course, hormones. But one of them cortisol gets released. And the thing is that your body uses this cortisol to release more sugar into your bloodstream because your body thinks that you need to run away from a bear. So it's giving you energy to be able to do that, to utilize those muscles in the legs, those muscles to expand your chest cavity so you can breathe in deeper and be able to get away from the bear and not die. So the thing is that you're releasing the sugar, but you're not running away from a bear. Now the sugar is just free floating in your bloodstream. Now you are walking yourself closer and closer and closer to type 2 diabetes. So if you have type 2 diabetes and you're a person that's always stressed out, I am not surprised by that by any means of the imagination. Because the thing is that, furthermore, not only is the blood glucose high, now you're becoming insulin resistant. And then the thing is that when you have increased levels of glucocorticoids, which is what cortisol is, it lowers the levels of thyroid-stimulating hormone in the blood. The thing that there needs to be a very, very delicate balance between cortisol and the actual thyroid-stimulating hormone so you can have the proper amount of T3 and T4 thyroid hormones so your body can function. So if furthermore, if you're stressed out all the time and you have hypothyroidism or some sort of thyroid issue, I am not surprised by that either. Because physiologically, it makes absolute sense that it is happening to you. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to just continue to take the Synthroid or Armour Thyroid or whatever have you to control that? Or are you going to do something different? That is the question I have for you. You got to do something different. Because if you're continuing living the lifestyle super stressed out, you know, some people like thrive on it. Some people are really, really skilled at being stressed out all the time and being able to manage a lot of things and actually be able to decompress. The thing is that those people that can manage and all that, you're still human, by the way, and you still are having the physiological changes. Just because from the outside it looks like you're not stressed out, your body still inside thinks you're stressed out. So you're still going to have this physiological changes that eventually will lead to issues, like I said, thyroid issues, adrenal fatigue, which are the top two things that people are talking about all over the place here in the United States because it's rampant in males and females. So folks, I got to take a quick break here. Once again, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 4:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, former vice president and potential Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden facing allegations of inappropriately touching a woman at a rally in 2014.
We're tracking plenty of rain out there today and possibly a few snowflakes. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO triple team traffic got a disabled vehicle I-75 southbound at US 35. We've also got an accident Philadelphia Drive at West Siebenthaler Avenue in the city of Dayton. Our top story, former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores is accusing former vice president and potential Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden of touching her inappropriately and kissing the back of her head at a rally in 2014.
Flores says she decided to come forward now because, quote, hearing Biden's potential candidacy for president discussed without much talk about his troubling past as it relates to women became too much to keep bottled up any longer, unquote.
Marianne Rafferty with team coverage, a spokesman for Biden, denies the allegations. Plenty of precipitation in the Miami Valley today and falling temperatures as well.
Steady rain expected out there today. Much of the Miami Valley looking at a half to three quarters of an inch of rain. Places towards the south will likely see more than that.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag is back in moments with his exclusive WHIO forecast. Protests along the Israel-Gaza border turned deadly, with at least two people killed and hundreds injured in clashes with Israeli troops. Trey Yingst is there.
Hundreds of Palestinians are marching through the streets of Gaza City with the body of 20-year-old Mohammed Saeed. He was shot by an Israeli sniper along the border today and killed. They're taking him to a funeral right now inside Gaza City. as thousands prepare for demonstrations today along the Israel-Gaza border.
A Hamas official says they're pleased with how the demonstrations went, while Israel says it's pleased with their restraint. The Georgia State Legislature passes one of the strictest abortion bills in the nation, which would prohibit terminating a pregnancy when a fetal heartbeat is detected. That could be as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Republican State Representative Ed Setzler applauds the effort to get the bill passed.
And this bill, though, recognizes the fundamental life of the child in the womb is worthy of full legal protection and balances that basic right to life with the very difficult situation women find themselves in pregnancies. And I think this bill is something we can be very proud of.
The bill now goes to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who campaigned on passing just such a measure. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain, with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning, with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, still seeing showers and some heavy rain all over the Miami Valley, particularly down in Clinton County, some in Greene County, into the northeast of Dayton into Clark County as well. It is 56 degrees now in Urbana, 56 in Springfield, and 49 in Dayton at 434. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Hey everybody, it's Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai. Now, Christian, this is a lucky month for folks who are in the market to buy a vehicle. Why?
Well, Nancy, everyone knows now about our lifetime powertrain warranty on our pre-owned vehicles. Sometimes people forget that we sell new Toyotas. In fact, Nancy, I thought I saw you in the showroom last month.
You did indeed. And I did not forget. I got a brand new Toyota Highlander and I love it. You know what I love so much about it is that the ease of doing business, because you got the color that I wanted. It had all of the bells and whistles on it. Exactly what I wanted.
I'm glad you're happy, Nancy. And we make all our customers happy with a great selection, low prices, ease of doing business at josephairporttoyota.com, or just come in and visit in our large showroom. And don't forget, we have the lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you on most of our 2014 and newer pre-owned vehicles.
And I was able to shop ahead online
at josephairporttoyota.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone or iPhone? Use the Google Assistant app and say, play WHIO News.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Once again, as always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic, also on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-J-U-A-N.com. And lastly, you can reach us at our office right now at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. Our team is standing by ready for you, who is ready to take charge of your health. So if you're ready and you're desperate to do something different and you are ready to take charge because you're having the stress, you're having the anxiety, your hormones are out of whack, you're on a bunch of medications, your blood pressure's through the roof, you have insulin resistance, you have type 2 diabetes, you are a mess, lack of a better term. You have to do something different, folks. You got to do something different. So on the previous segment, I was talking about the relationship between stress and cortisol, and oh, by the way, the relationship between stress and thyroid issues, specifically thyroid hormone issues, more so thyrostimulating hormone issues. If your TSH levels are super high, that is telling us that your thyroid is not producing the proper amount of T3, T4, actual hormone for your body to function. And when you are in the fight or flight or stressed out all the time, the thing that happens is that your body does not allow your T3, T4 levels to be proper and actually depletes them, because your body slows down that amount of actual T3 and T4 because your body's stressed out all the time. And thyroid, then the thyroid hormone will slow down your metabolism. You start losing your hair. You have constipation. And, oh, by the way, you have goiters and all these different things that can manifest from being stressed out all the time. And it affects the thyroid. It affects a lot of other organs. And like I said, I'm going to focus on the hormones because hormones are a conductor of an orchestra, making sure all our organs are coordinated so the body can be as healthy as possible or reach homeostasis. Homeostasis, once again, is that place where the body wants to be nice and mellow, rest and digest, and enjoy life. The thing is that if you're always in the midst of running away from a bear, you obviously are not going to be able to rest and digest. And when you're resting and digesting, you're also healing. So when you're not healing, your body is susceptible to breakdown of certain organs, certain areas. So when you are stressed out all the time, for example, one of the organs that's affected is the heart. Not only is it beating harder because your blood pressure is obviously up because your muscles need oxygen, so your heart is intelligent. It says, you know what? We better pump harder to get that oxygen to those legs so they can run away from the bear. But the thing is this, not only is your heart pumping harder, it's pumping harder all the time because you're not supposed to be running away from bears every single day, but you happen to be running away from a bear every single day. So your heart is pumping harder every single day. Now, not only that, when you are always stressed out, that makes your clotting factors go up in your blood, so your blood clots easier. Because if you get, you know, cut by the saber-toothed tiger or the jaguar or the Bengal, you don't want to bleed out to that. So the body is intelligent to say, you know what, let's clot really quickly so we don't bleed out. But the thing, once again, you're not in the middle of a fight with a wild animal. You're sitting at your desk worried about your daughter's performance tonight and the car that's in the shop and the presentation that you forgot for your boss and how you may need to move to another state, whatever have you. You're still having the blood pressure increase. And oh, by the way, your blood is becoming thicker in the sense of more sticky and coagulating. Now you're running the chance of having just coagulation form and blood clots. So if you're stressed all the time and you have blood clots, once again, not another surprise. I'm not surprised by that. So at the end of the day, you have to do something different. So a couple of things you can start doing right away to relieve and reduce the amount of stress you are under, very simply, is to sleep more. One of the easiest things is free. You can do it at night. Everybody does it at night. You have to sleep. You have to get anywhere from 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep to allow your body to decrease that amount of stress. Because if you think about it this way, I'm sure we've all been stressed before. You got a big day coming on tomorrow, right before you get married, or a family member passed away. You're stressed out about everything that needs to happen. But when you go to bed and you wake up the next morning, you are worried, but you're not as worried as you were before you went to bed, at least for the first hour after you wake up. So sleeping is a great way for you to reduce the amount of stress and anxiety that you have in your body. Another thing that you can really adhere to that'll help you, especially when you know you're going to be stressed. If you know, like, tax season right now coming up, I mean, not coming up, we are in the middle of tax season. April 15th is right around the corner. The thing is that if you know that you're an accountant and tax season, you're in the middle of it, you should probably be eating a little healthier than you were in the middle of, you know, the summer when you really were not worried about taxes. Why? Because eating a balanced diet and a healthy diet in general literally gives your body the things that it needs in order to have the proper energy levels and be able to combat all that stress in your mind and your body. And oh, by the way, the last thing you want to do is add more stress to your body. And that's exactly what you do when you eat a really poor diet by consuming alcohol, a bunch of really high sweet foods, and any of that stuff. And people that are actually stressed out all the time, you will crave salty and sweet foods. That is a dead giveaway. If you're craving salty or sweet treats, that is a dead giveaway that you have adrenal fatigue and your adrenals are burning out. because the adrenals are also responsible. I'm not going to give you all the science behind it. They're responsible for sending messages to the kidneys and managing the amount of salt and sugar in your body. So if you're craving saltiness and you have a salty tooth or sweet tooth or whatever have you, that is because your body is trying to balance this whole juggling act because you're stressed out all the time. Because you're stressed out all the time, your adrenal glands start burning out. Because of that, you start having cravings, and you give your body exactly what it doesn't need. Salt drives up blood pressure, right? Because you retain more fluid. Oh, by the way, sugar does too, because you already have a bunch of sugar in your blood anyways, because your cortisol levels are through the roof. And oh, by the way, now you're eating this awesome, sweet chocolate bar because I just need to relax. And I know eating chocolate relaxes me. So you eat this bar of chocolate with a bunch of sugar, not to mention the preservatives and all the other junk in it. Not only are you adding stress to your body because of the junk in it, you're adding more sugar as the last thing you need. Oh, by the way, that sugar retains water. Therefore, your blood pressure goes up even higher. You go to your doctor. Doctor says, hey, you're stressed out. You start managing your stress, or I'm going to put you on a second blood pressure medication. By the way, I'm going to increase your metformin because your blood sugar is out of control. And you wonder how it happens. You got to take charge and you got to pay attention. You got to know these things. You have to do something different. Folks, choose to do something different. Do it for yourself. It's funny, like, people will come to our office, and this is what every time that I talk on radio, I talk about, hey, if you're not ready, don't call us. For example, I had a gentleman this week that came in. We were going to go over his x-rays, and right before we're about to go over his x-rays, you know, we take people one at a time and go over those x-rays privately. This gentleman gets up, goes up to the front desk and says, hey, I'm going to have to think about this, and I'm not really sure if I'm ready to do this. And he just walks out. Never looked at his x-rays, everything that we did, the examination, never looked at any of that. He just up and left. If you're not ready, don't do something. But the thing is that the same gentleman may be very well a candidate for surgery here in the next few years. It's unfortunate. And I truly pray and hope that, like, maybe he changes his mind and does something, not necessarily in my office, does something somewhere. So he doesn't end up getting cut open, getting metal in his back, and then getting on medication to reduce that pain. Right? So at the end of the day, you have to do something different. And in the same token, I had another gentleman that came in this week who was a patient a while ago, left for whatever reasons, finally calls back, comes back, has been over a year. And now this gentleman has had two more surgeries. He has a fusion in his neck, from the levels of C2 all the way down to upper thoracic, so T1 or T2. Could barely move his neck. He's deteriorating. And finally he said, you know what? The only time that I was actually feeling decently well was when I was coming here, and I've gone downhill in a hurry since stopping care here. So I'm back. Guess what? He is desperate, and he is ready. So if you're out there and you're desperate and you're ready, do something different. And the thing is that people come in our office every single day and choose to do something different. And because of that, they have amazing stories and amazing testimonials. And this is the testimony I'm going to play here in a second. It's of a lady, her name is Sue, came into her office, breast cancer survivor, decided to do something different. She was having neuropathy. She was having a lot of issues. She was in the merry-go-round of the medical system. Her adrenals, of course, and she was stressed out. All these things. She was having issues with her thyroid. And ultimately said, you know what, I got to do something different. Her family referred her in. She came in. So take a listen here.
So I started to come, and literally within probably 3 or 4 weeks, there was a significant difference in my pain, in my quality of life.
Yes.
And has just continued to get better. It's been a long, long journey.
Yes.
I've also been diagnosed with a thyroid issue. So that was my longstanding medication that I didn't think I was going to ever be off of. Mm-hmm. And I am.
So she is off of her thyroid medication, as you heard it from her own mouth. And how does it relate to this that I'm talking about? If you just survived breast cancer and you just went through the chemotherapy, you had neuropathy, and long story short, and I cut that short because her testimony was pretty long, she could not take more than a few steps a day. She was measuring her life by the amount of steps you can take and the things that you can do. So if you're sitting there in the same shoes as Sue, and you are ready to do something different because you are desperate, you're not the person that's going to come and kind of say, "Yeah, let me test the waters and see if this is warm. Maybe I'll come see my x-ray." If you're the person that's all in and you're like, "You know what? I don't want another surgery. My neck is already fused from C2 to T2. I have to do something different. I am desperate. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I need to take charge of my life because it is my responsibility, not the medical doctor's responsibility, not the health insurance responsibility, not your brother, your sister, your husband, or your wife. It is your responsibility. If you're ready to do something different, folks, pick up the phone right now and give it a try. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Seriously, the initial examination, the x-rays, all that stuff that we do in our office literally would cost you over $3,000 at a hospital. And if you're having a grave situation and you're about to die, you would pay it in a heartbeat. You don't even think twice about it. The thing is that we don't charge you thousands of dollars for the posture analysis, range of motion, palpation, the x-rays, and the surface electromyography scan. We charge $130. We drop that number down by 60% whenever we're on radio, anywhere we speak publicly, because we want to make it an incentive for you to take charge. And if you're truly desperate and you truly are serious about taking that fork in the road towards that healing, then you do something about it. If that is you, and I just spoke to you, you got literally to the rest of the show to call in right now. I'm opening you three slots. The next three people that call are going to lock in those slots at that $52. Because what do you have to lose? Okay, yeah, possibly $52. I am pretty certain that most of us in the past 2 weeks have probably spent $52 on things that have not gotten us any solutions to any of our problems. I can say that with the utmost confidence. Many of us spend a lot of money on a lot of stupid stuff that does not anything positive for our health or our well-being. But yet, you don't even bat an eye at it. So if you're ready, do something different. If you're ready and you want to do something different, call our phone number right now, 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to set up your appointment. Some of you are not ready. Like, dude, I just heard you on the radio for the very first time, doc. It sounds awesome. I love the education, but I don't even know who you are from Adam, so I need more information. Excellent. That is exactly why we have dinner with the doc coming up on Monday, April 1st at 6:30 p.m. We only have 5 slots left. You can come with yourself. You can bring your spouse. We usually say you can bring up to 4 people, but you got to call and make reservations. And this dinner is coming up April 1st at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. Some of you who are patients in my office heard about this dinner and came from to the dinner. Some of you that are listening right now that never heard of this, you know what? This is something that makes sense to me. I'm going to come and check that dinner out. It's free. You come and listen. You hear how the body can actually heal and function 100%. As long as it's not being interfered with. And at that moment, you make your decision whether this makes sense to you or not. If it does not, great. You at least had a free meal, and hopefully you enjoyed it. So if that is you, call our office right now, 937-552-7364. Press option 2 and sign up for that dinner coming up on April 1st. We are running out of slots right now. So I want you to hang on here. I've got to take a quick break. You once again are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, Greg McAfee here from McAfee Heating and Air. What a winter. 30 degrees and snow one day with 70 and sunshine the next. Out-of-season temperatures brings out-of-season savings for you. Now through April 15th, receive up to $2,500 off qualifying systems. That's right, instant cash back of up to $2,500. Call 438-1976 or find us online at mcair.com. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over 2 decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
If you or a loved one are a victim of a surgical or anesthesia mistake, brain injury or paralysis, birth injury, late diagnosis, or cerebral palsy, or wrongful death. Elk & Elk's medical team uncovers medical mistakes. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
This is Larry Hanskin. The new assisted living and memory care Beehive Homes of Springboro is now offering move-in specials. Call 937-350-1211 to schedule a tour. Appreciate the difference of a smaller, more personalized experience. Beehive Homes of Springboro, the next best place to home.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain, with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
On Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can also find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can also find us by calling us at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by. On the previous segment, I was talking about Sue, an amazing patient in our office, been there for quite some time, having neuropathy, could barely walk, breast cancer survivor. She's doing amazing. And furthermore, she's actually off of her thyroid medication because her thyroid is finally functioning at 100%. So she no longer needs a medication. Her body is doing exactly what God designed it to do, which is heal from within without the need of drugs and surgery. So if that is you and you missed it on the last segment, there's different options for you to come and see what we do in our office and see if it makes sense to you for you to get checked out. Because unless you decide to do something different, you can eat right, you can get more sleep, you can take multivitamins, you can exercise, you can do a lot of different things. Some of you are doing all those things, and you're still stressed out to the max. Your blood pressure's still up. You still have a bunch of insulin-resistant problems. You still have a bunch of glucose in your blood, so you're diabetic, and you're still not getting any answers other than drugs and surgery. So if you want to do something different, yes, you can do all the de-stressing things that I talked about. Awesome. Eat a really good diet. Sleep 8.5 hours to 9 hours a night. Eat right. Reduce the amount of salts and sugars you're taking in your body. But some of you like just need more help because you're in a crisis. Your body's in a crisis. It's screaming out at you, and you keep trying to shut it up by putting a Band-Aid over it, by taking symptom-based medications to cover up the symptoms. If you don't want to live that lifestyle anymore, highly encourage you to call our office. If you're ready and you're desperate and you want to do something different, call our office right now at 937-552-7364. Hit option 2 and sign up for an appointment. Once again, the initial examination and x-rays is $130. I discount that number down by 60% to $52. For those of you who call right now, three slots that are open, and you call in right now and you lock in that price. Some of you are not ready to do that. That's okay. You can come to our dinner. Our dinner is happening on April 1st at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy, at which point I will go through the concepts on how we get sick people well in our office without drugs and surgery by making sure their brains and their bodies are communicating 100%. So if that is you and you're ready to do something different, I only have 5 slots left on the dinner. The dinner is, once again, Monday, April 1st, 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. It's a free dinner. You come, you listen, you hear, and if it makes sense to you, you do something about it then. If not, you leave with a full belly of really amazing food that Basil's provides. So, folks, if you are stressed out and your hormones are out of whack and your thyroid levels are continuing to plummet and you're continuing to take all the anti-anxiety, antidepressant medication because your body is just in crisis and cannot function 100%, then whose responsibility is it for it to get better? It is not your wife. It is not your husband. That is just a hint. It is your responsibility. You got to do something different so you don't end up a statistic like my mom, literally fighting breast cancer and surviving it and now just trying to stay alive to see her grandchildren grow up. So if you want to do something different and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, choose to do that. That is entirely on you. Be ready when you come, because we are ready to take care of you. So, folks, I want to thank you for joining me today. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. Once again, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.